Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. A Mount Morris Township man already on probation in a previous animal cruelty case is headed to trial on new allegations tied to a suspected dogfighting operation. Court records show 33-year-old Casey Kidd has been bound over to Genesee County Circuit Court on 11 charges after investigators say officers discovered multiple injured and malnourished dogs at his home during a probation compliance check in March. Police and probation officers reportedly found 9 dogs at the Bertha Avenue residence, several chained outside and others inside the home. Investigators say the animals showed injuries and conditions commonly associated with organized dogfighting. Authorities also reported finding equipment believed to be used for conditioning fighting dogs, along with firearms and ammunition. Because of prior felony convictions, Kidd is prohibited from possessing weapons. Prosecutors say the new allegations also violate probation terms connected to earlier animal cruelty and weapons cases. Kidd now faces charges including animal fighting, animal cruelty, illegal firearm possession, and felony firearm offenses. He is scheduled for sentencing May 22nd on a probation violation, while the new criminal case moves forward in Genesee County Circuit Court. And a Bay County jury has convicted a 46-year-old man in connection with a deadly drunken driving crash that killed a Hampton Township woman and seriously injured her teenage son. Prosecutors say Kelvin Trask was intoxicated and speeding when his pickup truck struck a van pulling out of a driveway along West Hampton Road in February of 2024. The driver of the van, Polly Christensen, later died from her injuries at a local hospital. Her son survived after being hospitalized in critical condition. Investigators say Trask's blood alcohol level was above the legal limit at the time of the crash. Christensen worked as a paraprofessional with the Essexville-Hampton Public Schools District while her son was a student at Kramer Junior High School. Trask was found guilty of operating while intoxicated, causing death and causing serious injury. He faces up to 15 years in prison at sentencing scheduled for June in Bay County Circuit Court. When we return from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a 41-year-old Aranac County woman is dead after a hit-and-run crash involving an e-bike in Moffett Township. Authorities say deputies were called just after midnight Sunday, May 17th, to M76 near Kindig Road, south of Alger, where they found Diana Quigley dead at the scene. Investigators say the driver involved had already left before first responders arrived. The Aranac County Sheriff's Office says the suspect vehicle and driver were identified later Sunday. No names have been released as charges had not been authorized as of Monday. The case is being forwarded to the Aranac County Prosecutor's Office for possible criminal charges. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. We have two obituaries to report at this time. Marie A. Kozlowski, 91, of Kindy, passed away unexpectedly on Tuesday, May 12, 2026. She was born May 23, 1934. Marie and Earl Kozlowski were married on May 3, 1952, in Dwight Township. Marie is survived by her children, David, and special friend Gloria, Diane, Doreen, and Doris. 9 grandchildren, 3 step-grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 1 step-great-grandchild. She is also survived by her daughter-in-law. According to her wishes, cremation has taken place. No services are planned at this time. Arrangements are being handled by the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy. And Linda Marie Musolf Cook, age 70, of Harbor Beach, Michigan, passed away at home on May 13, 2026. She was born on May 19, 1955, in Harbor Beach. Linda is survived by her siblings, Bonnie, Diane, Dan, and Jean, and her siblings-in-law. In celebration of Linda's life, her family is creating a living memorial of colorful foliage and perennial flowers around the home she loved so dearly. Those wishing to honor Linda are invited to send perennial flowers or bulbs to the family home where they will be planted and will blossom year after year. To honor Linda's wishes, there will be a celebration of life for immediate family sometime in the future. And that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.